Off the record.
Google search what David Erner warns.
If the AFL, I tell you what, that would set the cat among the crow's pigeons.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop, fellow Aussie Thanasi. Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, you're a young Sammy.
Sam.
How old, Sammy?
49.
There you go.
You're 49.
Yes.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
He's no certainty to face Richmond. We really wanted to play. We want the Duddy and Busty show.
So, boys, this is not the time for false humidity.
We've got plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up after this.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. The Choices Flooring What's Your Lifestyle sale is on now.
Fast becoming a favourite, the Duddy and Busty show from Tom Morris.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Choices Flooring, What's Your Lifestyle sale is on now. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today. That's choicesflooring.com.au today. The What's Your Lifestyle sale is now on Pix. Right. Floor's yours.
Okay, let's get off with the flying one, Damo, who starts us off this week with a real head scratcher.
On the same topic, Ben Roberts Smith are already the subject of defamation.
Defamation? Okay. Now, Dennis O'Kane, he's butchered the scoring here of the Matildas.
And the Matildas have beaten Germany, have been beaten 5-2 by Germany, unfortunately.
It was a really really positive. And the Matildas have beaten Germany, have been beaten by Germany. Hodgie here. Now, Charlie Dixon, he's a big forward. We know that. He might be loud on the ground. I don't know.
Dixon, he's just such a vocal point up forward. Just crash and packs.
Is he a vocal point?
He's a vocal point.
Or a focal point. Which one is he? He might be a vocal point. I don't know. Yep. Now, Jared. Let's have a go, Jared. I can't work him out.
There should be a Thursday night game every day of the week. I can't quite understand why we don't.
Hang on a minute. Let's play that again.
There should be a Thursday night game every day of the week. I can't quite understand why we don't.
Because then it won't be just a Thursday night game. It'll be a game every night. Now, Hutchie, obviously maths. Yeah, we're not dealing with rocket scientists on the maths set, right?
Yep.
It's not the smartest TV show you'd ever see. But this was good.
Told us you got ghosted. I got G-O-H-T ghosted.
Oh, God.
Can you spell that?
I've got G-O-H-T ghosted. Well, you know what it reminds us of.
Oh, no. R-E-S-P-E-C.
You know.
Yes.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
R-S-P-C-E-T.
Now, Louis is about to tell us. He's going to explain something that's very, very simple.
And it sounds very simple, but how do you take that out of the game? One, it's scoring early. Two, you've just got to be on defensively. And two, you've got to try and take a little bit of heat with the ball.
That doesn't sound so simple, Louis. That sounds like a lot of instructions. Mind you, he's probably near the best. He's one of the best analysts in the game at the moment. He's killing them, Louis. Anyway. Right, Volcano.
Disclaimer.
No, he is. Have you been listening to him? He's very, very good analyst. Right, the Volcano, he got shamed here.
Brian is in Chelsea Heights.
In the interest of keeping the game flowing, they're not playing the obvious free kick, Shane. They're not playing in the back, not playing over the shoulder.
Good on you, Brian. Love your passion. I think you might have even called me Shane in there as well, so extra points for that.
The Shane Kano time.
Yes. Now, this one from Robinson.
I think the mindset and the attitude, you know, the game played above your head is right back in vogue.
That's fair.
Played above your head?
Yeah.
It's above your shoulders, the saying.
Yeah.
Played above your shoulders, not your head. I don't know, this one. This is the genius at work again.
Running harder, and they've got the three twins, mate, which is Ed Langdon and the two boys on the back flanks.
Jerry just has to just laugh along.
Yeah, I heard his reaction wasn't good, Ed Langdon. He flipped.
He flipped.
No, but his partner cracked up.
Oh, you're very funny, Hutch.
You thought it was a great yoke.
Now, Michelangelo Rucci was interviewing Stewie Jew after the game. I love this answer from Stewie Jew. He's talking about Tex Walker.
The player that age doesn't matter. Do you admire him as an opposition coach, that Taylor Walker's proving that he's not finished?
Yeah, not tonight, though, Michelangelo. Pain in the arse tonight.
I love that.
Loved
it. That was from a couple of weeks ago. He kicked five, I think. Right, Zach Tui, I find him very, very amusing when I hear him being interviewed. And I love this, how much he enjoys his new role at the Cats.
Yeah, our particular style hasn't changed much over the last couple of years, but my role has, and I'm very happy about it.
What is your role right now?
Not sure. I loved it.
Very, very good, that one. Zach Merritt found a new buzzword here after their loss.
Some great learning today around, you know, at the level you need to be at to compete with those really good sides. So really disappointing, but, you know, we have to move forward and learn from that as well. You know, you've got to take those learnings and move forward. Debrief what happened, I think it's going to be some great learnings around the ball in particular and how Port played. And, you know, we'll recover up now and reflect and then move forward.
There you go. I've picked up that he likes the words learnings and and move forward. Right, here's Luke Cam or Cam Luke or just Luke, whatever you want to call him. You have a bit of a yawn here. You're going to be tired.
What's going to beat it?
No idea.
Bottom deck.
You
got those traffic reports?
Yeah, the traffic reports are next, and then I'll come back to the throwback.
Yep.
Traffic.
Multi-vehicle smash at Gisborne on the Calder Freeway near Mount Maidstone Road affecting City Bound. At Berwick, the left-hand lane is closed on the exit to Clyde Road from the Monash Freeway.
Let's give that another go. They started off with the first one they got. Right, there was three bangers then in one little part. All right, let's go again.
Multi-vehicle smash at Gisborne on the Calder Freeway near Mount Maidstone Road affecting City Bound. At Berwick, the left-hand lane is closed on the exit to Clyde Road from the Monash Freeway.
Where are we getting these traffic reporters from?
He's done it.
There's three in eight words. Very good. We're
out of time. No, we are not out of time. Throwback time.
Off the record throwback time.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Okay, righto. On the back of Cam Luke, I'm guilty of it. Yawn files.
With every bounder's also up there, and there's Midnight Warrior. Is followed by in fifth spot, and they'll follow
1,000 on Liberty Blue. Well, if it's got up, Kerno, which I think it might have, there's 6.5 for the big Kerno.
Right. Well, you know, pardon me. I tell you what, I'm sitting back listening to you. You put me to sleep, guys.
What's me done, Doc?
What? Midnight Warriors a couple of links away. Has fallen asleep back in the field.
Wynn just pulled a centre for Port Adelaide. Far side wing. 15:50 on the clock for Athena Home Loans.
That was me at the back end. Right, Hutchie, wait, did you say we're running out? Hang on, Hutch.
We're going to go to a break.
We're going to a
more
break.
Off
hang
the
on,
bench.
Hutchie. We're going to a break. Let's get there quickly. We'll go to Dwayne Russell to take us to that break.
And delayed it. So that might have been the issue. Appreciate your call, Andrew. Isaac Quinn is going to join us straight after the break here with Dwayne Russell. Midday Madness 1300.
This is Off the Bench for McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. And for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer.